more heavy weapons are headed to Ukraine. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. The Pentagon has announced another $300 million in military assistance as Ukrainian forces try to push back the Russians. President Volodymyr Zelensky spoke with Fox's Brett Baer.
I have faith that President Biden, like any true American citizen, believes and wants the truth to win. And the truth is on the side of Ukraine.
As Russian forces move away from the capital, they're leaving what's being called a complete disaster behind. President Zelensky says the streets are littered with landmines. Pope Francis is considering a trip to Kyiv while traveling to Malta today. He told reporters a visit is on the table. The crisis at the southern border could get worse next month. That's what some Democrats are saying now that a public health order affecting asylum seekers is being lifted.
On Friday, the Biden administration announced that Title 42 will end on May 23rd. After that, illegal immigrants who cross the border will return to a policy where they are eligible for an asylum hearing. The Trump administration implemented Title 42 as a health directive in March of 2020 when the coronavirus began spreading throughout the country.
Fox's Caroline Shively. Before waiting to see what the Motion Picture Academy would do, Will Smith has resigned from the organization. The actor faces possible punishment after slapping comedian Chris Rock at the Oscars last weekend. In a statement, he called his behavior shocking.
He added, "I deprived other nominees and winners of their opportunity to celebrate and be celebrated for their extraordinary work. I am heartbroken."
That's Fox's Michelle Polino in Los Angeles. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
More Americans found jobs last month. 431,000, according to the Labor Department, and that brought the unemployment rate down to 3.6%.
More and more Americans get jobs as they do. It's going to help ease the supply pressures we've seen. And that's good news for fighting inflation. It's good news for our economy, and it means that our economy has gone from being on the mend to being on the move.
President Biden also pointed to steady wage increases, but critics were quick to note the gains are not keeping up with inflation. The White House says President Biden was glad to see that the voices of Amazon workers were heard in New York. They said yes to a union.
Amazon employees on New York's Staten Island have officially voted to form a union. It's a first for the e-commerce giant, and the company widely opposes organized labor. 57% of the voting employees cast yes ballots. The workers are expected to form their own union called the Amazon Labor Union.
Fox's Eben Brown. In Bessemer, Alabama, Amazon workers appear to have voted against forming a union for a second time. A day of picketing by pilots disrupted travel in the West. On Friday, Alaska Airlines canceled more than 100 flights.
Pilots from the airline say they're underpaid and overworked and are pushing for higher contracts more like their peers, according to organizers. Alaska Airlines said that it values its pilots and respects their right to picket, but it also needs to negotiate a deal that allows the carrier to maintain growth and profitability.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. The airline says it's working to recover over $2 billion in losses from the pandemic. Fingers are crossed in California that April and May bring lots of spring showers. The state is experiencing one of the driest starts to the season in decades, which could lead to another devastating wildfire season. Pam Pouzo, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.